A stress-free life is possible. The wisdom in the Bible can help us to avoid much needless stress. We ourselves cannot eliminate all that stresses us, but our Creator can. He has even appointed someone to come to our aid. That one is Jesus Christ. On a global scale, He will soon do even more wonderful things than He did when He was a man on earth. For example, Jesus will heal the sick as He demonstrated. They brought Him all those who were suffering with various diseases, and He cured them. Matthew 4:24. Jesus will provide housing and food for all. They, Christ's subjects, will build houses and live in them, and they will plant vineyards and eat their fruitage. They will not build for someone else to inhabit, nor will they plant for others to eat. Isaiah 65:21 and 22. Jesus' rule will result in global peace and security. In His days, the righteous will flourish, and peace will abound until the moon is no more. He will have subjects from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. His enemies will lick the dust. Psalm 72, 7-9. Jesus will eliminate injustice. He will have pity on the lowly and the poor, and the lives of the poor He will save. From oppression and from violence He will rescue them. Psalm 72:13 and 14. Jesus will even eliminate suffering and death. Death will be no more. Neither will mourning nor outcry nor pain be any more. Revelation 21:4. The following is supplementary information. Perilous times of great stress.
The world is more stressed, worried, sad, and in pain today than we've ever seen it. Mohammed S. Yunus, Gallup Managing Editor.
Why is stress so common? The Bible gives a most reasonable answer. At 2 Timothy 3:1 it states, "In the last days will come perilous times of great stress and trouble." The Amplified Bible. The reason, the Bible goes on to say, relates to the bad personality traits of people. These traits include greed, arrogance, religious hypocrisy, a violent disposition, a lack of family affection, and a lack of self-control. The last days will end when Jesus Christ takes full control of the earth as King of God's kingdom, a heavenly government. End of article.